And welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Ben Winder, and today is December 29th. Right now, we're going through our Advent devotional guide, so each day we'll be reading a portion of Scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You'll also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we're working from today is O Holy Night, and we're in the third stanza, where it says, Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother. And in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we. Let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Then ever, ever praise we, his power and glory evermore proclaim, his power and glory evermore proclaim. Our scripture today comes first from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me. Because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. And now from the Gospel of Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 30. Jesus went up to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And on the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. Isn't this Joseph's son? They asked. Jesus said to them, Surely you will quote this proverb to me, Physician, heal yourself, and you will tell me, Do here in your hometown what we've heard you did in Capernaum. Truly I tell you, he continued, No prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time, when the sky was shut for 3.5 years, and there was severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath, in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian. All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of town, and took him to the brow of a hill on which the town was built in order to throw him off the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Jesus' first sermon did not go particularly well, at least in the eyes of his audience. Seemingly, his whole town showed up to see the local boy done good, and instead of a sugar stick sermon they were expecting, they were treated to a politically charged, scandalous encounter with God's expectations for God's people from the prophet Isaiah. So upended were their expectations, the town people attempted to throw Jesus off a cliff and end his ministry right then and there. Today, this biblical passage is paired with a subversive verse of a Christmas carol. Together, they serve as a good reminder of how scandalous the good news of Jesus can be. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Originally a French poem, these words were first translated into English by Boston minister and abolitionist John Dwight Sullivan in 1855, a full decade before the U.S. Constitution would outlaw slavery. His beautiful translation and musical arrangement remind us not only of the holiness of the Incarnation, but the overtly political nature of what Jesus came to do. The Gospel's call for radically inclusive justice does not always align with a comfortable status quo. The Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. As we come to the familiar Christmas narratives again this year, it can be too easy to turn them into sanitized holy sugar sticks. However, a serious grappling with Jesus' self-declared mission statement won't allow it. His is a chain-breaking incarnation. Remember, as his followers, we now share in his mission. There are still many poor in need of good news, many broken hearts in need of binding, and many captives and prisoners in need of true freedom and release. Injustice persists, and we are to undo it. As we declare the arrival of the Lord's reign, no doubt our work in these areas will scandalize and offend those who would prefer a gospel that requires less change of the status quo. At times, we might even find ourselves among that number. But knowing his law is love and his gospel is peace, let us risk comfort, even risk being tossed from a cliff as we work in his name until all oppression shall cease.